Hello.
This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from customer care. How can I help you?
Yeah, I ordered a scope, the monocular a few weeks back, and I'm wondering what happened or where it is in the
All right, I'd be happy to check that for you if I can please have your zip code and your name.
name is Nancy. The last name is Zhao. Z as in zebra, Hao. And the zip code is 55407.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Let's see. If you could please spell that last name for me again, please.
Yeah, Z as in zebra, Hao.
Okay, thank you for repeating that. And I apologize for the delay.
Okay, I'm glad you called.
Okay, and I'm not getting anything to pull up just yet. Let me try a different way here. Let me just take out the first name, put in the last name. And I apologize for the delay once again. Okay, and did you provide your first name the way
I
that you
filled
provided?
everything out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, did you make a payment for the for your product?
I gave my credit card information.
Okay, what email address did you provide when you placed your order?
Oh dear. It might, I mean, I have like three of them, but they all involve
Oh,
my name. So it would
okay.
be like either NBEE Zhao at gmail.com.
Okay, let me try that one first. And I'm sorry, I'm just not, I didn't pull up anything yet with your last name and your first name. So, and the zip code that you provided, that is where your products are shipped, would be shipped to, that's your physical address.
Yes.
Okay, so with the letter, you said the first letter is letter N as in November,
Yes.
B as in Bravo,
Yes.
E as in Echo, E as in Echo,
Yes.
and then your last name, ZH. AO.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't pull up anything with that email.
How about NB Nancy B? I think. Well, let me look. Let me look at my.
Now, I could use card information if you don't have a long time to delay on the phone, but if you
I want to get this done.
Okay.
No, I have time. I have time.
Okay. Okay, and I'll just confirm what I have in here thus far. You said N as in Nancy, the letter B as in Bravo, NANCYB.
NANCY, Nancy, and then BEE, two E's as in the bumblebee.
Okay, so
That was also Gmail.
okay, some of what the line's cutting out just a little bit. So NB Nancy BEE at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, so let me try that one. Okay, that one's also saying no results.
Well, you must have some record of me somewhere.
Well, since this would have been done on a web page, we just use the information that you provide to try to access an account.
Yeah, I put up a lot of information on you know, in the process, the procedure of purchasing this. I mean, I gave you my credit card number and everything.
No, ma'am, you've not provided a card. Oh, you mean on the webpage?
Yeah.
I can try that third email. You said you had a third email.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it. And
okay.
I think it would be, oh, dear. Try. I'm really sorry. I don't email myself, you know.
Okay. Not a problem.
And that's the only way you have of pulling up my account by my email.
Email and name and zip code, unless you want to provide card information. And sometimes people place orders based on the cardholder name. So if you used a card, maybe that was in a spouse's name. Did you maybe provide their name?
No, it's in my name.
Okay. Okay, did you get an order confirmation when you placed your order?
I think so.
Okay, but other than that, that's the only way that I would be able to access anything.
Well, what I will do is I'll go to my bank account and see if there's been any withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I ordered the whole shebang. And it seemed like it was called Starscope. It's the same ad. I just saw the ad again today on my iPad, and it was called Starscope, I think.
Okay.
And now it's changed to Cosmic Scope. But
I think what it is, ma'am, when you place orders like that on the webpage, people probably rent advertising space. So you may possibly not have the correct call center for the number. It's just like with ordering keto products. There are lots of companies that sell keto. So it may be that you need to call the correct call center. Because
Thank
the
you.
Name that you provided, yes, ma'am, is a different name. Initially.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for your time and trouble and for trying.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer care.